KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies at 60 degrees. We're looking for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 83 and winds northeast at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs were called to Lake Manawa late Thursday night after receiving a report of a suicidal female threatening to drive her car into the lake located on the south side of the city. Officers found the woman sitting in her car with the vehicle facing the boat ramp. The woman drove the vehicle into the lake before the officers could stop her. And authorities say that Officer Porter jumped onto the hood of the car and pulled the female out through her window of the vehicle as it began to sink in the water. Officer Porter and Officer Yuso were then able to swim her to the dock and get her safely out of the water. The woman was transported to a local hospital for mental health treatment. Three people, two from Minnesota and one from Pottawatomie County, were injured during a collision that happened around 10:47 p.m. Thursday in Western Iowa's Monona County. The State Patrol reports a 2006 Chevy passenger car driven by 20-year-old Timothy Wayne Tracy of Council Bluffs was traveling north on Interstate 29 near mile marker 108 when Tracy lost control of the vehicle. The car struck a 2017 Ford truck on the driver's side. The truck was being driven by 57-year-old Michael Robert Gavigan of Golden Valley, Minnesota. Following the collision, both vehicles entered the median and came partially to rest in the left lane of southbound I-29. Both drivers and a passenger, 22-year-old Fernando Rafael Romero of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, were transported by Burgess Onawa Rescue to Burgess Hospital in Onawa. All three vehicle occupants were wearing their seatbelts. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Monona County Sheriff's Office, Glencoe Police, and Burgess Rescue. Griswold Rescue was paged to the scene of a single vehicle accident northwest of Griswold at around 5:25 p.m. Thursday. A vehicle was in the ditch there near 53386 Elm Tree Road. A 25-year-old male was said to have been injured, but later reports said that he was out of the vehicle. No other information is currently available. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports five persons under the legal age received juvenile referrals for alcohol-related offenses following a traffic stop last weekend. Authorities say a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old male was pulled over July 25th at Highway 148 and Lake Icaria Road. During the investigation, the driver received a juvenile referral for OWI first offense and minor in possession of tobacco, third offense. Two passengers, a 16-year-old female and a 17-year-old male, received referrals for minor in possession of alcohol. A 17-year-old female received a referral for minor in possession of alcohol and interference with official acts. And a 17-year-old male was cited for minor in possession of alcohol, along with providing false information to law enforcement. All five juveniles were released to their parents. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said also 21-year-old Alora Dannon Stroh of Corning was arrested on a parole violation warrant and for providing false information to law enforcement. Stroh is currently being held without bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail. A new report from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows more counties in Iowa now showing dry conditions. The DNR's Tim Hall says the negative outweighs the positive in the report.
We had a little bit of improvement in one part of the state, but mostly we had degradation or increasing drought in other parts of the state.
He says the driest area continues to be here in western Iowa.
It's centered around Carroll, Greene, Guthrie, and Audubon County, and then in the partial counties around there. So kind of that part of the state, there's a little bit of D2 drought in Plymouth County up in northwest Iowa. So those two areas together are the worst parts.
Hall says the dry conditions have started to spread eastward.
Now there's exceptional dryness as far east as Linn County and then also along the river. So we've got about half the state, a little over half the state is shown in some form of dryness or drought.
Hall says the impact of the dry areas can also be seen in satellite images of the crops.
There's a tool out there called VegDry, which also comes from the drought monitor folks, and they're actually looking at visual indications of stress in vegetation, and that VegDry map lines up pretty closely with where we've seen the precipitation deficit.
Tim Hall says the good news for the western areas that are dry is the impact right now isn't hitting any water supplies.
I think because of the exceptionally wet couple of years we had coming into this year, we're still doing okay on the groundwater side. So right now it's primarily an agricultural surface water phenomenon.
He says the precipitation deficit is a concern, though, because we are soon going to be heading out of the wettest months of the year and could be behind in groundwater going into the winter. And finally in the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday said Marcy Jo Dorsey had filed candidacy papers for the Cass County Ag Extension Council. There are four seats available on that council. Currently, Dorsey and Darren Petty are the only persons that have filed. Candidates have until August 26th to file for the position on the general election ballot. In our funeral announcements, Turner Russell, age 23, of Atlantic, died last Friday at his home. Funeral services for Turner Russell will be today at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Denver Morey, age 94, of Shenandoah, died Monday at the Elms Heights Nursing Home in Shenandoah. Graveside services for Denver Morey will be today at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery at Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Richard Rhodes, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A celebration of life gathering for Richard Rhodes will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Rhodes residence in Lewis. That's at 510 Oregon Street. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joel Widener, age 63, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing Home. Graveside services for Joel Widener will be today at 3:30 at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Elaine Ethel Sefkin Pote, age 93, of Stewart, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Elaine Pote will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. That'll also be live stream on their Facebook page beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Patricia Bullock Gipple, age 50, of Lindenhurst, Illinois, died July 14th. Prayer and memorial services for Patricia Bullock Gipple will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Amy Anita Schimmer, age 48, of Griswold and formerly of Carson, or rather of Creston, that is, died on July 28th. That's Tuesday at her home in Griswold. A visitation for Amy Schimmer will be held from 1 until 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Griswold, followed by a procession to the Griswold Cemetery for a graveside service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, of Missouri and formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th in Missouri. A celebration of life for Natalie Merritt will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Family is requesting face masks be worn. Social distancing will be followed. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Karen Reesberg, age 76, of Griswold, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A visitation for Karen Reesberg will be held Sunday from 1 until 6 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carol Schuler Miller, age 70, of Avondale, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd. A visitation with the family of Carol Miller will be held on Monday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon Pearl Estes, age 77, of Diamond Head Lake near Dexter, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Sharon Estes will be next Wednesday at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Willard Bintz, age 87, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time for Willard Bintz. A celebration of life memorial service will be held at a later date. The Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.